All 21.9. Hi, it's Fook and Lindsay, 801-570-1019. And with Trump in town for the whole bear's ears thing, some of you, I mean, I was wondering what to think because I don't really know anything about what the conservation of federal land does aside from, like, you know, keep hot rock formations from being super hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like saying, you get off my land! But I'm not sure which side I'm supposed to be on because I like to say that. Because I feel like our land is sometimes the land that has been earmarked for us to walk around on. But then they say it's the government's land. And, well, I don't like the government on my land.
Right.
So I don't know what to think. Luckily, we have somebody smarter than us to tell us. And this is Macy. And Macy, you're an archaeologist?
I am, yeah.
And you study stuff like when hungry cows have to go eat the grass around our national parks and what that means for everyone.
Yeah, mostly on the Grand Staircase.
Well, you must see a rise in tipping and also cow pies.
That is true. normally, like, the impacts that we really look for when we study sites are just if artifacts have been trampled or if there are structures that have been, like, knocked over because so many cattle have walked through the site. But in general, as long as it's all, like, permitted and managed well, like, there's plenty of room for archaeology and for grazing.
Okay, so this is semi-pro-Trump, as in those lands should be available for cows, and people, to graze on if they wish.
And leave cow patties.
But we draw the line at cows throwing, like, wild ragers in the back of giant yellow pickup trucks blaring Guns N' Roses. And spray painting stuff like Skrillex rules on important rock formations.
True.
Okay.
Though it's definitely not pro-Trump because what he's doing is actually going to take a lot of the access for grazing away from the locals.
What?
Once the land isn't protected, it's going to be a lot easier for industries like coal and gas to bid on the land, and a lot of the locals won't actually be able to afford the permits.
Gross.
To graze on it anymore, so they're going to lose the access that I think they've been promised. And right now, as it stands, they have a lot of protected access to grazing.
That's ironic. See, I was on the side of the Westerners because I think I want to mine for gold wherever gold is. And I don't need the revenuers to tell me different. I also want to ride my machine where the man won't hassle me. And I want to get loaded! But this is a different topic. So weird. So I guess the idea is if you're, you know, a guy that likes to take over a post office, you shouldn't be for this because at least now you get a chance to apply to graze on that land, whereas once the oil companies own it, you're going
to
be screwed.
You're not allowed to, yeah.
Yeah, no, the whole side of the people taking over the post office has never made a ton of sense to me. Like, I see their point, but I think they have greater access now than they would if the monument protections were stripped away.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really great to talk to an expert in the situation because Lindsay's going to tell me to hug a tree no matter what.
Yeah, of course.
Maisie, it sounds like you kind of have a cool life. So you're an archaeologist that goes to, like, some of Utah's most beautiful places and are like, okay, here's what happens when this happens.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun career.
And so you've seen bear's ears, right?
I haven't been to Bear's Ears, but I've spent a lot of time on the Grand Staircase.
All right. And is the Grand Staircase, like, objectively hot, like Uma Thurman hot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Macy, thank you for taking the time.
It was great to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, so now we know what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's about oil companies setting up giant refineries in front of Moab.
Exactly, and which was the reason why we need to protect in the first place.
All right, just making sure. I thought for a second, in the same way that I'm trying not to gender stereotype my son to allow him, hey, if he wants to marry a boy robot, he should be able to marry a boy robot.
That's right.
I see absolutely nothing. I thought maybe I'll look at it from the other side here. And look where that got me.
I appreciate you at least trying.
It got me knee deep in cow poop.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right, we'll take a break. And we missed out on some really good animal information from last week, yes?
Yeah. I want to tell you, are dogs smarter than cats? There's been a scientific study that will tell us the truth coming up.
Sponsored by Walmart.